now my Savior, I come to Thee. I need Thee, oh, I need Thee every hour. I need Thee, oh, bless me now my Savior.
Today's healing message topic is fulfilling his promises. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Holy Bible, Deuteronomy. They have observed thy word and kept thy covenant. Genesis. And when Abraham was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee, and I will make thee exceeding fruitful. And I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and unto thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And God said unto Abraham, Thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore thou and thy seed, and after thee in their generations. And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went out unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, Go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice, and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Lamentations. The Lord hath done that which he had devised. He hath fulfilled his word that he had commanded in the days of old. Genesis. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf uprose, and also stood upright, and behold, your sheaf stood round about, and made obeisance to my sheaf. And his brethren said unto him, Thou shalt indeed reign over us, or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream, and told it to his brethren, and said, Behold, I have dreamed a dream more, And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. Now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said unto his sons, Why do you look upon one another? And he said, Behold, I have heard there is corn in Egypt. Get ye down thither and buy for us from thence, that we may live and not die. And Joseph's 10 brothers went down to buy corn in Egypt. But Benjamin, Joseph's brother, Jacob, sent not with his brethren, for he said, Lest peradventure mischief befall him. And the sons of Israel came to buy corn among those that came, for the famine that was in the land of Canaan. And Joseph was the governor over the land, and it was he that sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brethren came and bowed down themselves before him with their faces to the ground. Matthew. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Matthew. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now the names of these 12 apostles are these: the first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the publican, James the son of Alphaeus and Labius, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as ye go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Romans. If God be for us, who can be against us? And from Science and Health. The promises will be fulfilled. If this science has been thoroughly learned and properly digested, we can know the truth more accurately than the astronomer can read the stars or calculate an eclipse. This mind reading is the opposite of clairvoyance. It is the illumination of the spiritual understanding which demonstrates the capacity of soul, not of material sense. This soul sense comes to the human mind when the latter yields to the divine mind. The footsteps of thought, rising above material standpoints, are slow and portend a long night to the traveler. But the angels of his presence, the spiritual intuitions that tell us when the night is far spent, the day is at hand, are our guardians in the gloom. Whoever opens the way in Christian Science is a pilgrim and stranger, marking out the path for generations yet unborn. Abraham, fidelity, faith in the divine life, and in the eternal principle of being. This patriarch illustrated the purpose of love to create trust in good and showed the life-preserving power of spiritual understanding. Joseph, a corporeal mortal, a higher sense of truth, rebuking mortal belief or error, and showing the immortal and supremacy of truth, pure affection, blessing its enemies. In Christian Science, mere opinion is valueless. Proof is essential to due estimate of this subject. sneers at the application of the word science to Christianity cannot prevent that from being scientific, which is based on divine principle, demonstrated according to a divine given rule, and subjected to proof. The facts are so absolute and numerous in support of Christian science that misrepresentation and denunciation cannot overthrow it. Paul alludes to doubtful disputations. The hour has struck when proof and demonstration, instead of opinion and dogma, are summoned to the support of Christianity, making wise the simple. In the result of some unqualified condemnations of scientific mind healing, one may see with sorrow the sad effects on the sick of denying truth. He that decries this science does it presumptuously in the face of Bible history and defiance of the direct command of Jesus, "Go ye into the world and preach the gospel," to which command was added the promise that his students should cast out evils and heal the sick. In mental practice, you must not forget the erring human opinions, conflicting selfish motives, and ignorant attempts to do good may render you incapable of knowing or judging accurately the need for your fellow men. Therefore, the rule is, heal the sick when called upon for aid, and save the victims of mental assassins. We approach God or life in proportion to our spirituality, our fidelity to truth and love. And in that ratio, we know all human need and are able to discern the thought of sick and the sinning for the purpose of healing them. Divine love always has met and always will meet every human need. This concludes the healing message and publicly recorded portion of the meeting. Now we'll begin with the meditation and prayer portion of the meeting by listening to an instrumental version of In This Very Room. Now pray in silence for a few moments and then join together in aloud saying the Lord's Prayer. This will be followed by a musical expression of the Lord's Prayer. Let's pray. And together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Thine is the kingdom.